Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Hi, this is David Wolf, and I want to thank you for taking the time to be on our call today, this special edition of the Small Biz Brain. The purpose of this call is for my friend Jeff Brucolari. He's an associate with the Bill Bartman Organization, to explain what he says is a phenomenal but temporary window of opportunity that's open to regular people right now. In fact, he guarantees that no one else has been talking about this opportunity. So I want to say good evening, and Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, David, thank you very much, and I really appreciate you allowing me this opportunity to come on and just share a little bit of some very interesting information with your listeners about how they can actually benefit from this current economic crisis. And I know that might sound like an oxymoron, but folks, there is an opportunity to make some big bucks in a down economy. And we also have some new news that has just come out of the federal government, out of Washington, that will make this opportunity an even more lucrative opportunity for all of us.
Very cool. First, Jeff, I do want to introduce you to our audience for those that may not be familiar. Jeff Brucolari has spent over 20 years in the radio and television industry before joining Bill Bartman Enterprises in 2008. His numerous positions in the broadcast business included hosting his own talk shows on radio and TV. He was a traffic reporter for several radio and TV stations, and he's been a play-by-play sports broadcaster. How cool is that? Over the years, yeah, it's beautiful. You've had the privilege, and I know this from knowing you, to interview thousands of really well-known people, presidential candidates, Hollywood celebrities, sports stars, world famous authors. Sounds like a very colorful career you've had, Jeff. Today you write a sports column for a weekly newspaper there in Tulsa, where you're joining us from, and you're also now the director of communications for Bill Bartman Enterprises, which is why we're gathered here. It sounds like you've had a very colorful career in media.
Absolutely, David. And I also had the honor and privilege of interviewing one David Wolf at one time on my radio program.
I think I may have heard of him somewhere.
Yes. In fact, you know, your other program there, Small Biz America, was a regular feature on my show for a long time.
I love it.
Yeah.
And most
great.
Appreciated. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we've got a little bit of history as well.
Yep.
But that's how I met Bill Bartman, too. He came on my program and was a guest on the show a couple of times. We hit it off great. We talked about doing some work together. And ultimately, we decided to join forces in this business. And so here I am.
This is a really amazing story, too. And I just want to share with the audience, for those who are not familiar with Bill Bartman, his organization, The Man, let me tell you a little bit about him as well. He's known in many circles as the billionaire business coach. He's the only self-made billionaire who has devoted his life exclusively to teaching others and is now the leading authority on entrepreneurship in America. And we're all about small business here on the Small Biz Brain and Small Biz America. Bill has created 7 successful businesses in 7 different industries, including a $3.5 billion, 3,900 employee international company that he started from his kitchen table with a $13,000 loan. He's been named National Entrepreneur of the Year by NASDAQ, USA Today, Merrill Lynch, and the Kauffman Foundation. His companies have been named by Inc. Magazine as one of the 500 fastest growing companies in America. This is 4 years in a row now. He's been awarded a permanent place in the Smithsonian Institute's Museum of American History, and awarded the American Academy of Achievements Golden Plate Award as one of the outstanding achievers of the 21st century. That's amazing. Millions of people have seen Bill on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, and NBC. His expertise has been featured on Shepard Smith, Neil Cavuto, and Donnie Deutsch's show. I believe that's The Big Idea, right?
Yep.
And he's been profiled in well-known places such as Forbes, Fortune, Inc., Bloomberg, Business Week, New Yorker, People, Wall Street Journal, U.S. News and World Report, and USA Today, all familiar names. Bill Bartman is the best-selling author of a new book entitled Bailout Riches, How Everyday Investors Can Make a Fortune Buying Bad Loans for Pennies on the Dollar. This is what we're here for today, folks. Bill has great credentials, and Jeff, I'm really glad to have you here on this call to represent him.
Well, thank you, David. And yes, Bill is a remarkable guy. You know, I'm fortunate to be able to work alongside him every day. I've been with Bill now for almost a year and a half. I've learned a lot from him. You know, I've got a college degree. I've been around a while, okay? I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
Not like I was born yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But it is amazing the wealth of knowledge that Bill has. You know, he has this uncanny ability to see an opportunity before anyone else does and to figure out a way to make money at it. He sees things that aren't even on the horizon yet, and he really does come up with ideas of what can we do to make money at this opportunity, and that's what's truly remarkable about Bill, and I think a lot of people see that in him.
Wow. This opportunity, apparently doesn't come around very often. Before we get too far into this whole model that you're going to describe to us, I just wanted to mention that later in this call, you're going to be telling us about a great event that Bill will be hosting himself, and it's 2 full days of Bill on stage. So I do want to make sure everyone stays with us for the duration of the call so we can get them the information they need about this upcoming event. Now, Jeff, there may be some people on the call as well that don't know Bill's background other than the lists of things and amazing things that I've just talked about. Why don't you take a minute, if you would, and just share some of all of that and how it relates to the opportunity we're going to discuss here in this call.
Oh, absolutely, and thanks. I'll keep it brief because I want to get into the information that we've got at hand here and what's coming out of Washington. But I do believe it's important that people understand where Bill comes from and why he's qualified to teach others how they can become successful. Bill was one of 8 kids. His dad was a janitor, and his mom cleaned houses for a living. His family was evicted from 2 different homes because the city declared him unfit for human habitation.
Right.
At 14, he left home, joined a traveling carnival. Later, he joined a street gang, lived in an abandoned building. There were times, in fact, that he ate out of dumpsters. He lived under a bridge viaduct. And one summer, he was living in this farmer's hayloft till the farmer discovered him and burned all his clothes. That kind of ended that relationship.
Yikes.
At one time, Bill, in fact, got drunk one night, fell down a flight of stairs, and was paralyzed from the waist down. His doctor, his priest, and his parents walked into his hospital room and told him he would never walk again. But through his own sheer determination and inspiration, he was able to rehabilitate himself back to health. And if you ever hear Bill tell this story, folks, it's an amazing story.
Hmm.
And how he was able to use his mind to force his toes to start wiggling and then eventually his legs, and how he was trying to use the bed to actually strengthen his legs and stuff. It's just amazing. Now, this opportunity that I mentioned earlier, by the way, that Bill took advantage of during the previous banking crisis, you know, when this happened back in the 1980s and 90s, it had changed not only his own life, but the lives of many other people. Bill went from what I just described to being a millionaire, then a 100 millionaire, then a billionaire in a few short years. You know, there were years that his take-home pay exceeded $100 million. Inc. magazine put Bill on the cover with the headline, "The Billionaire Nobody Knows." He had round-the-clock personal security detail. These were Secret Service agents, former Secret Service agents that had guarded the President of the United States.
Wow.
Bill paid cash, wrote a check, $25 million for a Gulfstream Ford jet. One time he took his entire company down to Disney World. They rented 27 747s to fly 6,000 people from Oklahoma to Orlando. One year they went to the Bahamas, another year on a cruise, another year to Vegas. I mean, the stories go on and on and on about all the cool things that have happened. But I'm here to share with your listeners how you, too, can experience great success like Bill Bartman has.
Yeah, he's an amazing character in history. I mean, when you think about all he's been through and his will to pursue the opportunities he has, and then just the scale of success is quite astounding. So I'm excited to hear more about this. You've mentioned offline that you're talking about something that's actually surfaced. This opportunity has surfaced in part to what we're experiencing now in terms of the current economic crisis. Do I have that right?
Yes, absolutely, David. In fact, this opportunity, one like this, only exists in a bad economy. And right now, we have a bad economy. Plus, there's these 3 factors that are happening right now that are causing this opportunity to actually grow. Now, the first one is the law of supply and demand. Right now, there's just so many bad loans available that the price is falling like a rock, which for you and me, that means a great opportunity. See, we can buy loans now at a lower price than we ever could before just because there's so many of them out there. The price is right now coming down. So the second thing is the seller of these loans is not the owner. That means that there's no personal or financial attachment to these loans. The seller, in many cases, is going to be a debt broker or even the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, they don't own the loans. So they just take custody of these loans maybe when a bank fails or a bank gets in trouble or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're able to sell those loans at a deep discount. Then the third factor is the next election here in the United States is just over a year away. Now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican doesn't matter. It's about the impact that the economy has on the election cycle and vice versa. See, right now, it's real easy to blame this recession on George Bush, saying that it's his administration's fault that, you know, the economy is so screwed up as it is. Well, whether that's true or not doesn't really matter. But right now, the Democrats are in power in the Congress and in the White House. So they're trying to do everything they can to fix this. Now, next year, when the next set of election cycle, you know, comes around, there's going to be 435 House members. All of the House members are going to be up for re-election. And if this is still front page news, you know, if this economic crisis is still going on, it's not going to be George Bush's problem anymore.
Right.
It's going to now be the Democrats' problem. So whether you like that or not, that's just the way it is. So what's going to happen is the Democrat administration right now is going to do everything in its power to make this problem go away before the next election. So those three things coming together, the oversupply of inventory, keeping the price low, the seller is not the owner, and there's a political consideration to hurry up and push all of these bad loans through the system. Those three things are causing this wonderful opportunity right now for you and me.
Yeah, it sounds like the perfect storm, Jeff. And this
is exactly right.
Yeah.
That's how Bill describes it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sort of framing all this. Now, how does this opportunity for us and our audience as small business and entrepreneurial types compare to when Bill started this business himself?
Well, this opportunity today actually dwarfs the previous banking crisis that involved the FDIC, the Resolution Trust Corporation, and the savings and loans. We remember the savings and loans debacle,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And I don't even know if we have savings and loans today.
Right.
You know, at least they're not called that.
Mm.
Well, and that's why we're saying that this is going to increase the profit opportunity as well as the capacity for more participants, because this is a whole lot bigger than it was even in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Plus, this time, it's not just the raw number of banks that are failing. It's the amount of dollars involved in each scenario, which is huge. During the Great Depression, David, if you can just imagine in your mind, and listeners, just imagine in your mind a graph, okay? It's a bar graph, and it goes from left to right from the early 1900s all the way up to the present year. And if you look at this graph, way over on the left in the 1920s and 30s, you're going to see a little bit of a blip of some bars going up and down on this graph, right? Back during the Great Depression, it was a $5 billion problem. In today's dollars, that would be like $125 billion, okay? No small change, $125 billion. That was the Great Depression. The crisis in the 1980s and 90s, that was a $250 billion problem. You know, twice as bad as what we saw in the Great Depression. And you'll see larger bars up on the graph, right? Now, if you come all the way up to today, this is measured in the trillions, no more the B's, but the T's, trillions of dollars. These bars go off the chart. What's happening right now is creating such an opportunity that will let every one of us, if we choose to, go out and make more money than we ever thought we could. You know, I mentioned earlier that during the last crisis, Bill actually went from broke to growing a multi-billion-dollar company. So we know what we're talking about. This is a huge opportunity, and Bill is the guy in this business.
It sounds amazing. I know you've said that any one of us right now can take advantage of this opportunity, this perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it take to kind of get into the business and get involved with all of this whole model?
Well, you really don't need any experience. You don't need a fancy education. You don't need employees or an office. You don't even need to use your own money.
Wow.
See, what you do need, though, David, is the ability to step outside your comfort zone just a bit until you've gone through this process a time or two. And we encourage our students, in fact, to take a small bite out of the apple. You also need the willingness to spend a few hours per week of your time on this business. Now, it's pretty easy because most of it is being done now on the Internet, which is really cool. You can actually go online and purchase these bad debts, and you can, you know, examine them online and all that. So a lot of this is done through the Internet, and that makes it really simple.
Yeah. You know, I've heard in the interviews Bill is doing now that he mentions that the federal government is making it easier for someone to get involved in buying, collecting these non-performing loans. How does that work?
Well, that's a great question. The FDIC has developed a new program that caters to the individual buyer as opposed to the big Wall Street investors. And with what's been going on Wall Street with Bear Stearns and all the others, they don't want this to get into the hands of the Wall Street investors at this point.
Yeah.
You know, so
sure.
We can put this opportunity in two different categories. Bill likes to call it the regular opportunity and the super opportunity. Now, the regular opportunity is pretty phenomenal itself. The regular opportunity is like you go out and you buy non-performing credit card loans from a loan broker, and these loan brokers right now are offering them for sale at just near, you know, pennies on the dollar. And we show people how you can do this and how you can buy these for as little as like 4 or 5 cents on the dollar. And then you can settle these bad debts or these non-performing credit card loans with the customers, the debtors, for 10, 15, maybe even 20 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
Now, that's the regular opportunity, okay? That sounds pretty good in itself. And that's going to last maybe another year or two, maybe 3 years down the road.
Interesting.
The economy's coming back, but it isn't going to come back overnight. And people are still going to be delinquent on their credit cards for a long time. I mean, you know, we're a debtor society. Hey, is that going to ever change?
Not likely.
No. So the second opportunity is what we call the super opportunity. Now, this is a new opportunity, in fact, and it didn't even exist back in the 1980s and 90s when Bill and his wife Kathy were doing this the first time around.
Yeah.
In fact, it didn't even exist earlier this year, okay? That's why we say this new thing is so wonderfully new. Now what's happening, the FDIC, the entity that takes over these banks when they fail, has actually created a brand new program that they just began with the very first transaction, in fact, just about a week ago. And it's called the Legacy Loans Program.
Okay.
All right? The Legacy Loans Program, also known as LLP. Well, I don't want to get into a lot of the details of this, but the short version is, and I take a big deep breath for this because I want to explain this. The Legacy Loans Program is a program created by the FDIC, and it's going to allow you, me, all of the people on this call, anybody who chooses to become involved in this business. And not only can you simply buy the loans where you would go to the bank, you borrow some money, and then you go somewhere else, like a loan broker or whatever, and you buy some loans, and then you go and give it to a collection agency to collect it for you. But under the Legacy Loans Program, the FDIC is actually creating a funding vehicle where they will help provide some, if not most, of the funding. So this opportunity that we were excited about, you know, for the last 8-10 months, and couldn't wait to teach our students to go do this, has all of a sudden gotten even better this summer with the announcement of the Legacy Loans Program. So not only has the volume of loans now increased, you know, talking about that supply and demand, which makes it even a better opportunity, but now, David, the financing options have just gotten tremendously better because now the FDIC is going to actually help you fund this.
You said offline before we started the call that there was some new stuff coming out of Washington, new information we need.
Absolutely, there is. And just a few weeks ago, FDIC Chairman Sheila Bair announced that the list of banks on the FDIC's watch list, in other words, it's their troubled bank list,
yeah,
that grew during the second quarter of this year to 416 banks. Now, that's up from 305 banks in the first quarter of the year.
Wow.
Now, this troubled bank list, by the way, they do not make it public. So if you go, where is it? I want to see that.
Yeah.
You're not going to see it because if they did tell you what banks are on that list, we'd all run down to our bank and take money out of the bank, and we'd have, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, the movie, all over again.
Okay.
You know?
So they protect, they keep that at bay.
Yeah. So they don't divulge what banks are on their list. They just say, there's 416 banks on our list. But we're not going to tell you which ones.
Okay.
Well, the next day, the Wall Street Journal came out with this headline. And this is how it read. It said, banks on sick list, top 400. Industry's health slides as bad loans pile up. Deposit insurance fund shrinks.
Yeah.
So that's pretty telling, you know, even coming out of the Wall Street Journal, the sick list is over 400, the health slide, and then it says bad loans pile up. Well, there we go, more of that supply and demand.
Okay.
Now, Sheila Bair also announced that the source of the banking industry's problems have now migrated from the residential loans and the complex mortgage-related assets to the more conventional types of retail and commercial loans that have been hard hit by this recession. So in other words, now, you know, we've been talking for the last couple of years, about the mortgage crisis and people defaulting on their loans and their mortgages and how the mortgage industry has, you know, kind of taken it to the poor people and, you know, people have bought more house than they can afford and da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Now it's migrated from that scenario to being actually more of the retail commercial loans, which are credit card debts that are being charged off and sold at a discount. And this is exactly the type of debt that Bill recommends buying, and he teaches our students how to do that. So we're back to the supply and demand. I hate to keep repeating that, but that's the way this is. More non-performing debt right now is hitting the selling block, and we can now purchase it at mere pennies on the dollar, literally.
So the availability of credit card debt that's distressed, it sounds like there's a lot of failed banks that are just coming up with these assets right now. Do I have that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, David, I coined this phrase that every Friday now has become National Bank Failure Day because every Friday, the FDIC announces even more banks that are closing. Last week, Now, I don't know, you know, we're recording this, so I don't know, folks, when you're listening to this, but the week prior to whenever we're doing this, there were three banks that were closed by the FDIC on Friday. A bank in Michigan, a bank in Minnesota, and a bank in Pueblo, Colorado. Okay, you can go look it up online if you don't believe me. Now, every Friday, the FDIC goes in and closes down another two, three, handful, whatever, of banks. Last year, there were 25 total banks that failed all of 2008. This year, we're already up to 98.
Yikes.
98 banks, almost four times as many already, and we're only into October, you know, that have already failed this year. In fact, our company believes, David, that there will be over 1,000 banks, and Bill is saying this, and he says it on stage, there's going to be over 1,000 banks that could potentially fail now in the next couple of years that will create even more inventory for us to go buy. So literally, you know, we're excited about this opportunity. We're thinking that not only is there millions and billions, but trillions of dollars worth of bad loans right here in the United States alone, that in the past few weeks, somebody just changed all the rules, the FDIC, making it even easier for you and me and everybody on this call to get into this business. So you can see why we're so excited about this opportunity. It's just phenomenal.
Absolutely. I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into this matter of the Legacy Loans Program. How does this work?
Okay. If those of you that are on this call are interested in entering into this industry and you want to follow down the path that Bill has gone down and now over 1,000 of our students have gone down, and you want to be able to take advantage of this opportunity to buy these non-performing loans at a real extreme discount, but you only have a small amount of money to invest, don't worry. The government is going to chip in. Now, this is so cool. Sheila Bair, okay, I've already mentioned her. She's the FDIC chairman.
Yes.
I was reading this press release on the FDIC's website last week, and she was quoted as saying that the Legacy Loans Program is an important, now this is her quote, an important tool to cleanse bank balance sheets and bolster their ability to support the credit needs of the economy. Let me decipher what that means.
Okay, thanks.
She's saying that the Legacy Loans Program is a tool that will cleanse bank balance sheets. Right now, if a bank has a lot of negative balance on their balance sheets, they cannot do business. Banks do banking with other banks, if I can use that term.
Yeah.
And if they have a negative balance, if they have too much delinquency in their books, then that limits the amount of business they can do with other banks, and it eliminates the amount of business they can do with lending any more money to you and I, the consumer.
Okay.
So what they're trying to do is cleanse those balance sheets. In other words, charge off as much of the delinquent debt that they're carrying on their books, get rid of it as quickly as possible, so then the bank now can lend more money, so that the bank now can do more banking or more business with other banks, both here in the United States and international banking. So that's why this is all so important. So she said, and then support the credit needs of the economy. Well, guess what? We're a society that loves credit. Nobody saves up and then goes to buy a car or a house or anything with cash anymore. We all use credit, or go get a loan, or take out this loan, or do that. So she's saying, if we can get these bank sheets cleared up, then the banks can start doing more business of helping give credit to people that need credit, and that will help bolster our economy.
Okay, yeah.
So I know it probably took me five times as long to.
No, it's great. I'm loving this.
Explain her quote.
Well, yeah, we need to understand what that means, and I appreciate the deciphering.
Okay. So you asked about the Legacy Loans Program.
Yeah.
Let's use a fictional dollar bill. Okay, and this dollar bill can represent whatever amount of money you want to invest, all right, or whatever you might have, $100, $1,000, whatever. So, for example, this is how it works. You have a dollar to invest. Now, there's a program from the U.S. Treasury known as the Public-Private Investment Fund, or the Public-Private Investment Program, PPIP. But through the Public-Private Investment Program, there's funds that are being set up, individual investment funds. So you can go and you can create your own public-private investment fund through the United States Treasury. Now, they're going to match you dollar for dollar. So you get a buck, they give you a buck.
So this is a fund you set up as a business owner, as someone entering this business?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do this through the federal government. And I'll give you the website in just a minute.
All right.
Then what's going to happen is you've got a dollar, Treasury gives you a dollar, the FDIC now with the Legacy Loans Program is going to guarantee you a loan up to six times that total. So you have $2 times their six is $12, okay? So their $12 plus your $2 now gives you a total of $14. So where you started out with, let's say, a dollar, you now have $14, or $1,000, you now have $14,000 to invest. So plus, that loan portion from the FDIC is non-recourse. Now, I don't know if you know what non-recourse means, but I'll tell you.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, please, I know what it means, but for anyone in the audience that may not.
You know what? Before Bill explained it to me, I didn't know what it meant. But here's what it is. That part from the FDIC is non-recourse, which means if you do get that loan from the FDIC through the Legacy Loans Program,
yeah,
and you go buy a package of bad debt, and you go and collect on that, and you don't make a profit, if you don't make a profit, you do not have to pay back that portion that the FDIC gave you.
So if I understand this correctly, Jeff, you're benefiting from a 6-to-1 leverage ratio, but you're not experiencing the downside that usually comes with that kind of leverage.
You understand it just properly.
Absolutely. Track you right? Okay, cool.
Exactly right. So in other words, if you do make a profit, then you're expected to pay it back like any other loan. And you need to, because we need to put funneling more money into the Legacy Loans Program,
sure,
so other people can go out and do this as well.
Yeah.
This is all about helping our economy recover, folks. But if you don't, if you happen to purchase a really bad bum package of loans, and you know all of a sudden you find out everybody in that package of loans since the day you bought it died, you know, and you can't collect, you know, then what are you going to do? You don't have to pay back the FDIC's portion that they gave you. So that's really cool. There's no penalty there. So that, I mean, go to a bank and take out a loan and see if a bank will say, hey, here's $10,000. And by the way, if you can't pay it back, don't worry about it.
It's unbelievable, actually. But I understand why they're reaching out to entrepreneurs to really help feed funds back into the economy and really rescue this credit situation from the street level.
And that's exactly right. And that's how Bill got started in this business back in the mid-80s. He was just an entrepreneur, and he helped, and he built the biggest collection company in the world. And by doing so, he helped the economy literally get back on its feet. So you have this $1, okay, of your own money to invest. And actually, it doesn't even have to be your own money. You can go out and get a business line of credit from a bank to go buy your first package of loans.
Yeah.
And then that $1 turns into $14 through the help of the federal government. That's how huge this is. Now, I told you I was going to give you that web address.
If
you want more information, go to the FDIC's website. There is a lot of information there. What you're looking for is the Legacy Loans Program, and you're looking for the public-private investment fund.
Okay.
And the web address is simply www.fdic.gov. Remember, it's a government entity, folks. fdic.gov. And lots of information there. I'm reading it all the time.
Now, Bill is proof that anyone can learn this process, this idea that we buy troubled debt, troubled assets, distressed assets, and then collect on it to make a profit. And as I understand the story, he really started to lean and mean at his own kitchen table while he was apparently, do I have this right? He was $1 million in debt himself.
Yes.
And then he just kind of worked on this business model, trial and error. And how do you get from $1 million in debt to amassing a multi-billion dollar company? It's amazing. But I guess the good news is that we can now take advantage of his learning curve, and he's making the information available to us. And I understand you have an upcoming 2-day workshop in Palm Springs where you can learn how to do this business.
That's exactly right, David.
Very cool.
In fact, I'll talk a little bit more in detail about the upcoming event. If you have any questions, folks, or you want more information, let me send you to the website right now. You can go to www.billanddavidnow.com. You like how we put your name in there, Dave?
You know, I'm feeling honored.
Yeah. It's billanddavidnow.com, okay? Now,
great.
Make sure you spell out A-N-D and
okay.
billanddavidnow.com. And if you mess up any of those letters in there, I have no idea where you're going to be going on the Internet. You're going to end up in the wrong place.
Of course, that never happens.
No, and if you have any questions, you send us an email simply to Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at billbartman.com. Now, don't forget, Bartman is spelled with two N's on the end.
Okay, so that's BARTMANN.com.
Correct.
Bill Bartman.
So it's Kelly at BillBartman.com. Or you can call our office, 918-388-3328. That's 918-388-3328. And you can ask for Kelly or really talk to any of our representatives. But that's how you can get more information about our upcoming workshop.
Excellent. Hey, Jeff, some people may be wondering as they listen exactly how the opportunity works. You know, how does buying bad loans translate into income, and where does the income come from if these are loans the banks have not been able to collect on themselves?
Good question, David. Let me explain. We're talking about the least complicated and the most common type of loan on the face of the earth, credit cards. Everyone understands credit cards. We all have them, okay? And Bill is teaching our students right now how to buy and collect on these credit card loans, and this is simply how it works. A credit card customer, you know, may be doing just fine financially, but one day they lose their job, they go through a divorce, or they have a medical calamity or whatever happens, right? And they're no longer able to pay their bills. And the first thing that's going to go is the credit card, because they're going to pay the water bill, they're going to pay the electric bill, they're going to pay the, you know, the phone bill, they're going to keep gas in their car so they can get to work. But they may become delinquent on those credit card bills. So after that loan, that credit card debt becomes 180 days delinquent, or maybe the bank is taken over by the FDIC, whichever comes first on any given Friday,
yeah.
The loan then gets sold off for pennies on the dollar. So literally, those loans are now being sold at less than a nickel on the dollar. In fact, we just issued an email to our students a few weeks ago with a bid price guidance. We call it a bid price guidance. We do this every once in a while,
okay,
so that our students know where they should be bidding in the marketplace right now for some debt. Right now, we're telling our students a recommendation of 4 to 6 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
So they're literally bidding 4.2, 4.8, 5.3 cents on the dollar on these packages of loans. So, and as I said, right now the federal government, the FDIC, they want to push all this stuff through the system as quickly as possible. They want to unload this. So let me use you, David, as an example here.
Sure.
Let's say you owe $5,000, okay, on a credit card. And we all know you're a good person. I know and love you, man. But God bless you. Something's happened in your life, and you just can't pay up anymore. And you don't have the money. You don't have the income. Things have just been going lousy for you in your life, whatever it is. And the bank says, "Hey, David, you owe us $5,000." And you say, "Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, can't pay. Hey, you know, what are you going to do?"
Yeah.
Well, now after 180 days, that loan becomes delinquent. The bank says, "The heck with it. We're going to write it off because, you know, David's not going to ever pay us anyway," and well, whatever. So that thing gets sold off. Now, I can go in and I can buy your $5,000 loan for, let's say, 5 cents on the dollar, okay, which would be $250. So for $250, I can buy your bad loan and hundreds more just like it all at one time in a box of loans, as we say.
Okay.
It used to be a box. When Bill got started in this business, it literally was a box full of paper files.
Sure.
Now it's all done electronically, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's say I bought this package of loans, this portfolio of, say, 100 loans, and one of them in there is yours, and it has, you know, your name on it, David Wolf, $5,000.
Okay.
Now, what happens is I call you up, or better yet, I'm going to hire a collection agency to call you up, but here's how we do it. And we use the applied, listen, this is important. Write this down. The applied psychology way of collecting loans, okay? That's how we do it, applied psychology. And here's how it works. Let me give you an example. I'll call you, and I'll say, "Hi, David, my name is Jeff, and I just bought your loan from ABC Bank. And I'd like to talk to you about this bill that you have, this $5,000 that you owe." Now, you and I are going to talk about this a little bit, and, you know, we're going to get into some detail about what's going on in your life, and, you know, hey, do you got a job? Are you working? Do you got any income coming in? Maybe some unemployment, disability, whatever. Tell me about what's going on in your life. And you're going to say something like, maybe, you know, my dog died, my wife left me, the car broke down, mammy, I'm knocked over the mailbox, you know, and I'm writing a country song about all this. So I'm going to turn around and say, "Well, man, that just sounds horrible. You know, your life just sounds like it's really upside down right now, David, and I'm sorry to hear that. How about I give you a call back in about 60 days? Would that be all right if I just give you a chance to settle in, and I'll give you a call back in 60 days? You've never heard that before in your life, because bill collectors, what do they normally do? They call you up kicking and screaming, yelling and telling you, "Hey, you stupid deadbeat, you better pay up, you know, or else we're coming to your house, you know." I just heard a story today. Get this. This is an aside, but it just struck me because Wayne in our office, the chief education officer, was just telling me that there was a story out of Florida where a collection agency had berated a guy so badly, they kept hounding him so bad that the guy, I think he died, and the family now is suing because the guy had high blood pressure.
Hey.
And because of the pressure and the stress of the collection agency constantly hounding him and calling him names and berating him over the phone, the guy couldn't handle it anymore, and he actually died. So, I mean, that's horrible. So now, here's the difference. Using applied psychology, I'm calling you up, and I'm acting like a nice guy here. I'm going to be sympathetic towards your situation. Now, I'm not going to give in. I can't just say, oh, really? Your life really does suck. Well, hey, David, I'm sorry. Just forget about the 5,000, man. You know, I can't do that.
Right.
We're all in business here. But here's what I can do. 60 days later, I can give you a call, and now I can say, hey, David, how you doing? Oh, Jeff, hey, thanks for calling. Yeah. Well, Dave, what can we do about this $5,000 debt that you owe? Is there anything you can do for this right now? And can we get this thing settled and taken care of and so we can clean up your credit at the same time? Well, Jeff, you know, I don't have a job and things have been really difficult for me and I just don't know what I can do. Well, David, maybe right now you've got a family friend or maybe a relative or somebody that would help you out, give you a little bit of money. Maybe you got some junk in the garage you can sell on eBay. You know, what do you got going on? Maybe you can do a little side job on the weekend, deliver some pizzas or something. And so you start thinking, you know, we work together on this, see? And I'm going to come up with some ideas for you. And then you start thinking, you go, yeah, you know what? My uncle said I could always borrow some money from him if I ever needed to. And I do have a little bit of money coming in. And, you know, I could probably scrape together about $750. Would you settle for that? Now, my answer is going to be absolutely yes, because think about what just happened. I know darn well that you don't have $5,000, and you're never going to be able to pay me that $5,000. And if you are, I mean, I'm going to have to wait years maybe.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So what do I have in it? I paid $250 for your package of loans. I paid 5 cents on the dollar. So I paid $250. Now, you just offered me three times that. Okay. Now, this settlement offer of $750 is a great deal for you because you just got $4,250 worth of debt forgiven. That's a $4,250 gift from me. So now you're appreciating that, right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Where you had this cloud of $5,000 hanging over your head. Now, all of a sudden, for just $750, boom, that cloud's been lifted. And I just tripled my investment in the matter of a week, a month, 2 months, whatever. I said I'd call you back in 60 days. That's 2 months. I just tripled my money in 2 months. So whatever it takes, I can talk you into it. Now, this is the simplified version, okay? This is a pretty simple example of what we do
okay. And
what we teach our students. But this is what happens every day. You can do a payment plan, maybe over several months, or you can just do a one lump settlement. Whatever it is, it becomes a positive experience then for both parties.
Yeah, you're really describing sort of a consultative, very friendly, as you say, applied psychology model so that people don't feel, they don't feel worse than they already do when it's an atypical approach to collection, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what we teach our students. In fact, I know this is a cliche, but it truly becomes a win-win situation. We've got some of our students right now, get this, that are already doing this and making some great money at it. In fact, one guy named Nick Bixby, okay, I can give you his name because he lets us.
Okay.
But Nick has kind of, you know, become our poster child. He started doing this on his own, and in just a few months, actually 2 months, from the time he started collecting, he went out and he bought his first package of loans, and when he started collecting it, 2 months later, he had already doubled his money.
Jeff, you're describing this collection process, a lot of phone calls, a lot of activity. Those of us who decide to get into this business, do we actually have to make these phone calls like the one you just described there?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, right.
Now, Nick has, you know, back to Nick again.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, here's Nick, okay? Let me tell you about Nick a little bit. I got to give you a little background because
sure,
I love Nick.
Sure, please.
He was a Navy, he was a submarine tracer or tracker for the Navy, for the U.S. Navy, okay? He's retired from that. He became a nurse. He's now a nurse in a hospital. He works, so I think, 3 or 4 days a week, whatever it is, you know, the long shifts. And then the rest of the time, Nick and a buddy of his who is retired, he hired this guy to do the collections with him. They do it from almost like Bill and Kathy did from the kitchen table, except I think they're doing it from a desk, whatever.
Right.
But Nick and his buddy are actually making the phone calls and doing the collecting themselves. I think because Nick is probably too cheap to want to pay a collection agency to do the work for him.
Yeah.
But what we recommend, though, David, is that you do hire a good collection agency to do it for you. You'll have to pay them a contingency fee because they're going to want their cut for doing the collections work, and it's usually about a third, and that is negotiable. But it is really worth it. because they're trained and they're experienced at doing this. So no, you don't have to make the calls. We advise you to use a collection agency. But hey, some of our students, actually, we've got a couple of students that actually have done this. Not only have they gone out and bought bad debt and all that, but they've started their own collection agencies. They formed their own collection company. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So there are companies out there, collection companies that are structured and that take this applied psychology approach.
Is that, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, you know what? We have a couple of Bill's former students that have, well, we have several, actually. I say a couple.
Yeah.
And I say students. I meant former employees from Bill's old collection company.
Wow.
Some of his former employees now have their own collections agencies, and guess what? They do it the way Bill and his staff did at CFS.
Okay.
They do it by treating people with dignity and respect. So yes, indeed, there are places out there where you can go, and we help you find good collection agencies.
Okay, I wanted to dig in a little bit. You know, all of this takes money because you've got to buy your box of loans. So if you don't have the money to make that first investment in buying the package, I know you mentioned earlier about a technique where you don't use your own money, but you instead use a line of credit from the bank. How would you approach that?
Well, that's what Bill did when he got started back in the 1980s. He answered an ad in a newspaper that was advertising this opportunity to purchase a portfolio of loans from the FDIC.
Wow.
And he saw this ad like two or three times before he ever responded to it. At first he thought, well, you got to be kidding me. That sounds like an oxymoron, buying bad debt. Who the heck would buy bad debt? But after a while, he got intrigued by this ad. He kept seeing it in the newspaper, and so he answered the ad. Come to find out, he got his first package of loans, $13,000 what he paid. The whole thing was financed by a bank. This is a funny story, David. When he liquidated his oil and gas business, when his gas company went out of business in the 1980s with the gasoline bust here, and the oil bust, I should say, here in Oklahoma. So when his oil and gas business went out of business, he liquidated it. Still was $1 million in debt. The bank that he owed $1 million to loaned Bill the $13,000 to get started in this business.
That's pretty outrageous.
That is pretty good. So I thought that was funny when he told me that. I said, you got to be kidding me. They must have had a whole lot of faith in Bill Bartman. Well, people think that you need to have money to make money, but that's not so. The reality is you do need money. But listen, you don't need your own money. Bill bought over $15 billion worth of bad loans and never put any of his own money into the business. And neither will you, folks. Bill shows our students exactly how to get 100% financing. And besides, you know, these loan brokers that I was mentioning earlier, they want the little guys to be involved in this business. They don't want this to be taken over by Wall Street. So they make small packages of loans. In fact, some of them are broken down by the type of loan. Some of them are broken down by the amount of debt that is owed, you know, the balance. Some of them are broken down by state. So beginners can actually get in and buy small packages of loans to get started in this.
Really fascinating. I do have some questions. I want to dig a little bit deeper. Is that cool in this call?
Yeah, I think we still have some time. As long as you have time, I have time, my friend.
But yeah, we're good.
Let me mention this too, though. We do have our upcoming workshop in Palm Springs, California, and it's coming up quick, so you need to go to the website, and you can see the dates there. And I'm not being evasive, folks. I don't want to mention the dates because I know David is going to leave this this interview available for people to listen to down the road, and so I don't want to mention any specific dates. But go to the website, and you can get the dates there at billanddavidnow.com, because after we do our next workshop, we'll update it with more dates if we do so schedule another one. So it's billanddavidnow.com, or you can send us an email at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at billbartman.com. So go ahead, David. Fire away, my friend.
All right. So this all sounds extremely interesting, obviously, this perfect storm, the opportunity. Do you need to have experience in the financial area to get comfortable with this?
No, you don't. In fact, neither did Bill when he got started. It really doesn't matter. See, because I'll tell you, I'm stumbling here, David, because I'm just trying to think of how to explain this. I have been to our workshops. I've seen our students perform. I know what they can do. So many of the people that have come to our workshops have not had financial backgrounds. Many of them have come out of jobs where they've worked for an employer all their life. And now they're in middle age, and all of a sudden they've been downsized and outsourced and God knows what.
Sure.
And so now they're looking for an opportunity where they can become their own boss. And they see this opportunity that we're talking about, an opportunity to come and learn from Bill and to go out in the debt-buying business, and to make a lot of money doing this. So some of these people really didn't have any background, not only in the financial background, but they didn't have any business background of running their own business. And we helped them with that too. But the bottom line is, no, you don't have to have a financial background. Bill didn't when he did this. And besides, he's going to show you everything you need to know. If someone's going to do this business and be a partner with Bill, because he does allow partnerships, then he wants them to know everything they need to know. And if Bill can do this back in the 1980s and 90s when, you know, starting out $1 million in debt and not knowing anything about this, don't you think he could be the best person to teach you how to do this in 2009? Absolutely.
Jeff, I understand the major opportunity, but for the benefit of our audience, what are some of the specific steps our audience needs to know about sort of pursuing this business opportunity?
Well, okay, there are five simple steps, folks. Write this down, okay? These are some notes that you can take away with you.
Good.
Five simple steps. The first one is find. You identify the kind and type of loans that you want to purchase, all right? We recommend credit card debt. They're the easiest to find, easiest to purchase, easiest to collect on. Now, there are other debts out there, you know, and some of our students have dabbled in other things like, you know, mortgage loans and student loans and other things, but we don't recommend that. Not always as easy to deal with.
Okay.
So the first one is find. Second one is analyze. That's the second step. Analyze. You evaluate how much you should bid on that box of loans. Okay? And Bill can clearly show you and simply show you how to do that. Now, with credit cards, the good news is the seller will actually give you a written description of the quality and characteristics of the loans that they're offering in that package. So, in other words, you'll get a the term just slipped my mind here, a loan portfolio analysis.
Okay.
And you can look at that and actually see where those loans are from, where the bad debt is from, when the last payment's made, how long it's been delinquent, what's the balance, and all this other criteria is in there. But we will actually teach you how to grade that out, how to figure that out. So that's analyze. Find, analyze. Then the third word is bid. Now, that's pretty simple. If you've ever been to an auction or if you bid on anything online, you know how to do that already. And most of this is done through a closed bid online. You submit a bid. Fourth is finance. So now you can either choose to use your own money or, we don't advise that, you can go out and you can get a loan from the bank. All right, we don't advise you using your own money. I can't put the or in the wrong place there maybe.
Okay.
We don't advise you to use your own money. We advise you to go out and get a loan from the bank and get the financing. And Bill will show you how to do that. And then the fifth word is collect. Now, here's the interesting thing. You collect on these loans by connecting with people on a human level, like I just showed you earlier in our little example.
Absolutely.
And remember, you don't have to do the collections yourself, folks. And I don't want you to, in fact. Some of Bill's former employees, as I mentioned, own their own collection agencies, you know, and those people do it the right way. I know Brent and Bill and Mark, I mean, these are the former employees of Bill that now own their collection agencies. And I've met these guys. They treat people with dignity and respect. They treat people with kindness, and they don't belittle them over the phone, and they do it the right way. So there are some good collection agencies out there. You just have to find them. We have a list of them that we actually give to our students at our two-day workshops.
Very cool. I would assume that at the workshop, Bill does go into each of these steps and a lot of detail so that everyone really walks away understanding completely what they're going to be getting into.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we're having another one of our two-day workshops coming up real soon, and we do it with a small number of people, and we teach them exactly how to do this and hit the ground running and start the business the next day. Now, I want to be honest with you, folks. You don't need to come to this event in order to become very wealthy. I mean, really, really wealthy in the collection business. Bill's living proof of that, as David said earlier. You know, Bill became the 25th richest person in America, and he never had an event to go to like the one we're putting on, okay, because they just didn't exist back then. He went from a two-person operation, Bill and his wife Kathy sitting at the kitchen table, to growing a relatively, you know, good-sized to small business of about 100 people in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then they moved because the talent base and the hiring pool was much greater in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then they built it up to a 3,900 employee, multi-billion dollar corporation. The world's largest collection company, by the way, with offices not only in the United States, but also in the United Kingdom. Now, you can go through that same process, starting out small, having this huge learning curve, trial and error, whatever it takes. But why not take the shortcut and learn from the master? You know, Bill Bartman. Who else is better qualified to teach this than Bill? Why do you think the major news networks are always calling and asking Bill to come on their programs to talk about this subject? Why do you think the major New York City publisher, John Wiley & Sons, asked Bill to write this book, Bailout Riches, How Everyday Investors Can Make a Fortune Buying Bad Loans for Pennies on the Dollar? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Because Bill knows, and we know what we're talking about here.
So you're saying you don't have to come to the event, and I appreciate that. But to me, as I'm listening to you, Jeff, it does seem that there's a huge value in just being there, shortcutting, learning from someone who started from scratch, and not to mention the fact that they made billions doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. It simply boils down to, David, how impatient a person is to succeed. And you can definitely take the trial and error approach, or you can learn from someone who not only has been there and done that, but he wrote the book on it. You know, Bill is the pioneer in this business.
Yeah, he basically invented this business, didn't he?
That's why there's a place for him in the Smithsonian Institute, by the way.
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because of what he did pioneering the collections business. So you can figure this all out for yourself, or you can have it handed to you. And that could save you months, if not years, of trial and error and experimentation. Listen, folks, I'm here doing the interview with David. Yes, and you know I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I work very closely with Bill. I'm his handpicked guy, you know, right hand man, whatever you want to call me. But let me tell you this: Bill will personally be on stage for 2 full days in Palm Springs at our next event. He will be there. He will personally be going through all of this stuff that we've been talking about on this program. And he'll be there. It's only Bill, by the way, at our 2-day workshop. And at our 5-day workshop, we do bring in other speakers and other faculty members to help round out, you know, all that we do at the 5-day.
Interesting.
But at the 2-day, it's all Bill. And Bill will be at the 5-day as well. I mean, he does the bulk of that still. We can't get him off the stage. But anyway, it's a whole other story.
Yep.
Here's the really good part, though, David. The fee for this seminar, folks, only $2,995. Now, I know that's not a small price tag, but if you look at other workshops and other seminars that are out there, and I've got an ad on my wall that I cut out of the local Tulsa newspaper, and it was talking about an upcoming Donald Trump event for Trump University here in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And it says, don't you think that, you know, this guy can teach you everything you need to know about, you know, making money in a downed real estate economy or real estate market? And then at the bottom it says, Donald Trump will not appear at this event. Okay? Guess what? Bill Bartman appears at his events. He will be there.
I get it.
Yeah. You know. So anyway, this is an opportunity, folks. You spend $2,995. You come and you join us in Palm Springs. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. It's an opportunity to change your life, to truly give you great value. We give you all the information you need. Bill's on stage. We give you these handouts. We give you a 3-ring notebook full of handouts, question and answer sessions, and much more. And it truly is a great value.
Very cool. And we should mention the website again. It's www.billanddavidnow.com. If you want to bring a guest, say a spouse or business partner, how would that work?
You can. And we do charge an additional $500 for the guest, okay? So you can bring a guest, a spouse, business partner, whatever it is, for an additional $500. And that guest, by the way, is not treated like second class. They get the handouts, they get all the time, they get to ask questions, they get everything that the registrant gets as well. So it's pretty much 2 for the price of 1 if you pay $34.99 or $34.95. So it's a registrant for $29.95 and a guest for $500. Now, the only thing you got to do, online, you can only register at that website, billanddavidnow.com, for one person, one registrant.
Okay.
If you do want to add a guest, please give us a call at 918-388-3328, and you can ask for Kelly or you can send her an email, but call or email or whatever and say, hey, I want to add a guest for $500, and then we'll just add that to your registration.
Okay, fabulous. Thanks for that.
Now, I always like to know who the guest, by the way, the guest name, because we always give you a nice, you know, name tag.
All right, great, Jeff. These are continually going on, and do I have that right? The seminar events?
No. Yes and no. Not exactly.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Bill's not really in the seminar business or the speaking business. For the last 40 years, he's been in the business world, the business of building businesses and growing businesses, okay? And that included, you know, the $3.5 billion company we talked about earlier. last fall, when he and his wife Kathy saw that the economy was heading into the skids and the banks were failing and the government started bailing out everything, you know, the auto industry and Wall Street and insurance companies and all that, Bill recognized this opportunity to do it again, what they did back in the 80s and 90s. However, this time, Bill and Kathy decided that rather than going to business and building this one big, huge, giant company like they did before,
yeah,
they're building 100 or so smaller companies. Now, each one of these are going to be separate partnerships. So these seminars, Dave, that we're doing, these are designed to help us identify the people with whom Bill would like to partner with, see? So as soon as we get the right number of partners, Bill's not going to be doing seminars anymore. He's going to devote his time to helping our partners become successful in this business. And it's highly possible, but that by the time we do the next workshop, that, you know, Bill will have enough partners and he'll say, hey, that's it. I've got enough partners that I can handle. Let's pull the plug on the workshops. Let's now go out and let's start building these partnerships and helping these grow. So if you can't make it to the next one that's listed on the website, then give us a call in the office and just, you know, call and ask if we've got another one scheduled. There may be one more scheduled, in fact, before the end of the year.
I'm glad you brought up this partnership model subject. What do listeners need to know about this aspect of the program, becoming Bill's partner in the business?
Well, Bill gives everyone that attends our workshops an opportunity to become his partner, and there's just two conditions, and they're both pretty simple. The first one is you have to attend our seminar programs, and there's the two-day basic level and the five-day advanced level workshops, okay? So there's no bait and switch here, folks. We're not trying to fool anybody. We've got a two-day workshop. We got a five-day workshop. Because Bill doesn't want to partner with someone who doesn't, you know what's going on and hasn't taken the time to actually learn about this business. Now, the basic workshop, the two-day workshop, is going to teach you everything you need to know to go out and start this business. It's just like junior college, okay? You can go to a community college or go to junior college. You can get a two-year degree. You can learn a field, a craft, a trade, a whatever, and you can go out and get started in that business, you know? But the five-day workshop, I like to call it like getting a master's degree, because that'll help you launch your business. That'll help you jumpstart your business. That'll help you with a lot of other things, because at the five-day workshop, we give you a business plan, a marketing plan, a loan proposal. You get one-on-one FaceTime with all of our faculty members and breakout sessions where you get personally appointments for 15 minutes, and you can do this all week. And I mean, that in itself is hugely valuable, all right? Now, the second condition is, you have to get off the couch and go do this. In order to become Bill's partner, you've got to get started in this business. You have to prove to Bill that you're serious about this, that you're not just going to seminars, but that you really want to do this. See, David, it's the second condition that really separates those who want to talk about it and those that are willing to do something to change their life. So you go out and you buy your first package of loans, and then you give us a call and you say, look, I've been to the two-day workshop, I've been to the five-day workshop, and I just purchased my first package of loans. I got it with a collection agency. I'm ready to go. I want to be Bill's partner. Now, when we talk about partnerships, let me explain. We're talking about a real legal entity partnership, an LLP, where Bill and his students then each one separately become a partner. And you don't have to become Bill's partner if you don't want to. That is an option, okay? But if you want to just do this on your own, that's fine. If you want Bill to become your partner, think about the clout that Bill's name carries when you walk into a bank and you say, I want to borrow, my business partner and I would like to borrow $10,000. And they say, oh, yeah, well, who's your business partner? Bill Bartman. Oh, you sure? Is $10,000 going to be enough? You know, I mean, so his name does carry a little bit of weight, let's say.
So, in fact, you become a partner with Bill Bartman, and you're able to leverage that relationship capital when you're talking to banks,
that's
as I understand it.
Yep, that's what it is, David. That's what it's all about, is that partnership with Bill, and then you're able to say, hey, Bill is my partner in this business.
All right, cool. So in order for listeners that are listening today to take advantage of this and get started in the business, they should act now and reserve a seat at your next event.
Absolutely, folks. Go to the website, www.billanddavidnow.com. Okay. There you'll find all the information you need about the upcoming workshop. You can register online. You can also find the dates of the next workshop. The alternate way to do that is send Kelly an email at kelly@billbartman.com or just simply give us a call, 918-388-3328. That's 918-388-3328. Now, our next workshop is coming up quickly. We don't have a whole lot of seats left. We like to keep the room pretty small. We don't have 500 to 1,000 people in each of these seminars like some people do. We always keep them under 200 people for the most part. I don't think we've done any over 200, so I think I can say that safely. But it is a fairly small crowd, and we like to keep it that way so everybody gets a chance to ask their questions, and, you know, Bill gets to hug your neck and shake your hand. And, you know, so it's really important that you act now because it is first come, first served.
Okay, Jeff, here's a question I did have. Is it necessary for this to be a full-time gig?
No, absolutely not. In fact, you don't even have to do this full-time, and we don't want you to just yet. Don't quit your day job, okay? You can start this part-time. In fact, we advise our students to take a small bite out of the apple. Go out and buy a small package of loans, test drive it, see if you like it, and see if it's good for you. Now, once you get your feet wet and you go, yeah, hey, this is pretty good. I'm seeing some results here. I'm digging this. Well, then Bill can show you how to accelerate your business and grow faster.
Okay, cool. Can this business be done in Canada or other countries outside of the U.S.?
Yes, it can. Even other companies. No. It can be done from all over. You know, 30% of our students have actually come from Canada, which is really kind of cool because I've learned how to speak Canadian, eh? But we even had, listen, at our August two-day workshop, I met three people from Australia, two guys that came together as business partners, and one lady that came by herself from Australia.
Yeah.
We've had people from the Caribbean islands. We've had people from Europe, all over.
Now, what
they're doing is a lot of them are purchasing bad debt in the United States and placing it with a U.S. collection agency, which you can do.
Okay.
But some people are trying to start their own collection businesses, in fact, right in their own homeland. You know, so now that's a pretty cool idea, too, because now you can become the major debt buyer and debt collector in Swaziland or wherever you're from.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier there are government programs involved in terms of getting capital to do this. Are there preferences given to minorities?
Yes, that's another good question, David. Government has specifically created preferences for women, minorities, veterans, and the disabled. So, you know, we've all heard about the women-owned business and minority-owned businesses. You know, there's programs like that through the federal government. In fact, Bill goes into more detail on that in the two-day workshop.
Okay, very good. I did want to repeat the place folks should go online to get more information about this entire program. Again, that's www.billanddavidnow.com, or you can email Kelly, that's K-E-L-L-Y, at billbartmann.com. And that's how you get information about when the next event will be occurring, the two-day seminar with Bill Bartman.
Yeah, and David, it's out in Palm Springs, California. We go to a beautiful resort out there, folks. It's a lovely place, let me tell you. I've been there a lot in the last year. You'll spend two full days with Bill Bartman there at our workshop. And here's a promise that I'm going to make to you. If you can come to this seminar, okay, if you come to our seminar and you follow Bill's simple advice and you get into this business, it will change your life. I know that because, as I said, I have been attending these workshops and helping facilitate these workshops now for over a year, and I've seen it happen with our students. You know, I know that's a strong promise to make, that this is going to change your life, and anybody can say that, right? But the fact is, I've seen it work for a lot of our students, and I'm not just talking about Nick Bixby. I'm talking about a lot of different people that we've met at these workshops. And if you do your part, Bill will do his part, and together you can do a whole lot of good for a lot of people out there that are hurting, that are financially strapped, and you can also make a lot of money at the same time.
This is totally amazing. We're all about small business here, and I think this has been a really, really great call in terms of getting familiar with an opportunity, this perfect storm as you describe it. Hopefully everyone listening understands how huge it is, and I know I feel a sense of urgency around this. Once again, that's www.billanddavidnow.com, or you can email Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at BillBartman with two N's.com. This is exactly the business in which Bartman himself made his fortune. Do I have that right, Jeff?
Absolutely it is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, in fact, this whole opportunity right now can change people's lives, David. It is present right now. How long it's going to last, we really don't know. I do know this. Bill's not going to be teaching this forever. He's
going
to do this the rest of his life. He's in his 60s.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to foster these partnerships with his business partners, his students, and he wants to spend a little bit of time with his grandkids, too.
It's been a thrill to have you, Jeff. I want to thank you for joining us on this special edition of the Small Biz Brain. Really appreciate you bringing some of your time to all of us and our listeners on this call. You've shared a lot of amazing breaking news from the federal government. This is late breaking news to help people get into the business. Bill Bartman is obviously someone who's gone out there and done it again. He's helping others do it now. It's an amazing business model. And as Jeff has said, it's not going to be there forever. So there is some sense of urgency to get on board with this. Once again, the website is www.billanddavidnow.com or an email to Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at Bill Bartman with two N's, BARTMANN.com. Also, the phone number, 918-388-3328. Again, that's 918-388-3328 to get information about the upcoming seminar. You can give them a call if you can't get to the website, BillAndDavidNow.com. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody for listening to this. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you get involved.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.